I'm Tommy Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The city of Lovington will have two new city commissioners on April the 1st, with Liz White, who was sworn in on Monday after being appointed to serve out the late Paul Compass's 5th District term. Then on Tuesday, White ran unopposed and was elected to that seat with 44 votes. In the race for the District 3 seat, challenger Howard Robbie Roberts beat incumbent Bernard Butcher 81 votes to 44. Roberts noted that it's time to unite the city again.
I want to see a lot of pride come back to Lovington as far as our community. I would like to have some bridging between cultures where we're a unified city again. There is no us and them, there's only us.
In the city's other race for municipal judge, Barbara Gray Campbell ran unopposed. Other communities in Lee County, Tatum, Jow, and Eunice ran their elections in November of 2021. In Hobbs, three of its four district council seats were unopposed. In District 1, Arfin Smith won with 204 votes. The only contested race was in District 4, where Joseph Calderon beat Deborah Jean Brady. And Municipal Judge Bobby M. Arthur also ran unopposed. In Eddy County, there was only one city election, and that was in Artesia, where three of the four council seats were opposed. And in Artesia, there will be a new mayor. Jonathan A. Henry fought off four other candidates to win. And there will also be a new mayor in the city of Roswell, former state senator Tim Jennings beat incumbent Dennis Kentai 44% to 43%. The difference was less than 60 votes. Jennings says that his first priority as mayor will be
jobs, J-O-B-S. We need jobs for Roswell, Artesia, Dexter, Hagerman.
Lee County Sheriff's deputies responded to a traffic crash involving two commercial motor vehicles at 2055 West US 62 180 just inside the Lee County line Tuesday afternoon. One of those CMVs was jackknifed on eastbound traffic lane. New Mexico State Police then worked the accident, but no other details have been made available. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.